Welcome to the Changes Our Tier podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Odom. And today we're continuing our series on Franklin Covey's four disciplines of execution. We'll be focusing on the second discipline, act on the lead measures. This discipline is all about identifying and acting on key actions that drive success in achieving your wildly important goals. So if you're like me, get out a notebook, or if you're really like me, get out your Apple Notes, and let's dive in. As educators, we're constantly setting goals for ourselves and our students. Whether it's improving test scores, increasing student engagement, or enhancing classroom management, we all have our wildly important goals, or as we like to call them, our WIGs. But how do we ensure we're making progress toward these goals? That's where the second discipline, act on the lead measures, comes into play. First, let's define what we mean by lead measures. Unlike lag measures, which tell us if we've achieved a goal, lead measures track the actions that drive us toward that goal. They are predictive and influenceable. I'm going to say that again. Lead measures are predictive and influenceable. For example, if your goal is to improve reading comprehension, a lead measure might be the number of minutes students spend reading independently each day. A favorite example that we often give in trainings is if you're trying to lose weight, you're not focused on just stepping on a scale every day, you're focusing on exercise and calories consumed. And each day, you know, they're predictive. If you exercise quite a bit and if you eat less, you generally will be on track to lose weight. Now, why are lead measures so crucial for us as educators? They give us a clear focus on what actions we need to take to achieve our goals. They help us move from being reactive to proactive. And that reactive state is one that, you know, I felt often as an educator. You're trying so many things. You're constantly in this whirlwind that we call, where life's just coming at you in a million different ways, both personally and professionally. And so my favorite part of the four disciplines of execution is helping me in the midst of a whirlwind. It doesn't get rid of the whirlwind, but in the midst of it, it takes me from being reactive back to being proactive. Instead of waiting for end of year test scores to tell us if we succeeded, we can track real progress in real time and make adjustments as needed. So, how can we effectively act on our lead measures? Here are a few tips. One, identify the right lead measures. Start by asking yourself what behaviors or actions will have the most significant impact on achieving our goal. These should be within your control and directly linked to your desired outcome. As I said before, losing weight, diet and exercise, reading comprehension, minutes read, or, you know, there's a lot of great assessments that are out there that can help you stay on track to that. Track progress is tip two. Track progress. Create a simple tracking system to monitor your lead measures. This could be a chart, a spreadsheet, or even a classroom app. The key is to make it visible and accessible to both you and your students. And I would take it a little bit further. I would take it individual accountability and collective accountability. I remember introducing a simple sticker chart to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and I thought there's no way this will ever work. And it was incredible to increasing engagement. Just a simple sticker chart of individual goals and class goals. One of my favorite examples is a friend of mine, Jennifer Hearn, in East Richland, Illinois. She had bubblegum machines, basically, and each kid had tracking their bubblegum sheet, each class, each grade level, and kept everybody on track. So that's one of my favorite. The third tip is set short-term targets. Break down your goal into smaller, achievable targets. This will help you and your students stay motivated and focused on the immediate actions required to succeed. So those short-term can be weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. Tip four is really simple, but it can feel hard at times. Review and adjust. Regularly review your progress on the lead measures. If you're not seeing the desired results, don't be afraid to adjust your approach. You're making strategic bets. So recognize that if you're not getting the impact you want, it's okay to change. Flexibility is key to an effective execution. And this is so critical. And I know it's a tough balancing act. And so you don't want to give up too early, but you also need to feel comfortable in making a change. So I guess what I would just say there is stay flexible. By focusing on the right lead measures and consistently acting on them, we can drive real progress toward our goals. It's about doing the right things, not just doing things right. Before we wrap, I want to share a success story from a middle school teacher, Mrs. Johnson. She set a goal to increase student participation in her science class. And I chose this one specifically because it's really simple. It's one that we could all do pretty easily. Her lead measure was simply to increase the number of students who actively participated in class discussions each day. By tracking this measure and encouraging student engagement, she saw a significant increase in participation, ultimately a deeper understanding of the subject matter, and eventually a deeper impact on the test scores that she was held accountable for. It was about increasing student participation, increasing student engagement. So I want to encourage you to think about your own goals. What lead measures can you act on to achieve them? Remember, it's the small, consistent actions that lead to big results. I'm going to say that again. Remember, it's the small, consistent actions that lead to big results. With the four disciplines of execution, I think I've shared this story a number of times with you all, but this work is the original book for companies is what led me to Franklin Covey. Having a disciplined approach to achieving goals, and as I keep coming back to, in the midst of a whirlwind, life is really tough. Life comes at you. I found like Ferris Bueller, life comes at you fast. But it's true, especially as you, if you guys are, you know, watch the podcast, the background, I've got my three sons up there and man, I love them, but they come at you in different ways every single day. So constantly morning and night feel like we're surviving. Even if we're deeply involved and thriving with our kids, it still feels sort of like survival mode sometimes. So we go from that, wherever you are in your life walk, to school. And if you're teaching subject matter that has multiple classes, you know, I pray that you have at least one class that's not a whack-a-mole class, but you could have all of your classes this year that feel like whack-a-mole classes. And again, those of you who don't know what whack-a-mole is, it's kind of that old, I used to go to, this will age me and date me, but the putt-putt back in the day that would have these little things pop up and you would just slam them. It's my kid and I's favorite game to mess around with. And so when you have the whack-a-mole classes where I don't care how good your classroom management is, it feels like the only way that you can get your kids on track is to treat them like whack-a-moles, which is not what any of us would do, but it's just a state of feeling and being. And so for me, the four disciplines of execution, tracking, like I said earlier, tracking in, having kids track their individual progress and that be tied to a collective impact and progress for a team goal or a classroom goal is so critical. Because as life is hitting you left and right, and as life is hitting your kids left and right, you can feel those little wins add up and stack up over time. And it keeps motivation all throughout the year as you have a roller coaster of a year. So again, that's all for today's episode. Act on the lead measure. Please join us next time as we dive into the third discipline of execution. Until then, I just want to say, keep inspiring, keep teaching, keep making a difference in the lives of your students. Again, change is messy. Change is full of false starts. Change is full of failure, quite honestly. But it's about getting back up. And so keep getting back up for your teachers, for your community, and your kids, and put one foot in front of the other. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for, if you're a subscriber, thank you for subscribing. If you're not a subscriber, please hit the subscribe button. It's while we continue to know that we're making the impact that we're hoping to make, but ultimately and personally, if you don't hit the subscribe button, what I care about is if this podcast has hit you in any way and you, there's someone in your life that you think could use this content, please share it with them. And I pray it blesses them as well. So thanks again. And I'll talk to you next time.